Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Arbury Carnival takes place on Saturday. First run in the Queen's Silver Jubilee year in 1977. It's taken place every year since. Helen Baker is its chair. Hello, Helen.
Hi.
And a relatively new chair as well.
Yes, I got voted in January. So
congratulations.
Thanks. It's been a whirlwind.
So what have you let yourself in for then?
The team that are already in place, they were amazing. And, you know, they put a lot of faith and trust in a new member to take on all the responsibilities of juggling everything. And it's been really interesting because, like you said, I'm new to the area. I moved here about a year and a half ago.
So where did you move from?
Peterborough.
That's not too far. New to the area, it's not that far,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's still flatland, so it's
yeah, still flat. No effort in getting anywhere. It's absolutely fine.
Yeah, yeah. I've been here for almost 2 years and I just wanted to get into the community, and what better way than to jump in the deep end and take over the carnival and keep it going.
Just throw yourself into it all.
Had you done anything like that before?
So my friends in Peterborough, we used to run a nightclub and we ran a couple of festivals and we had like a charity cafe called the Glass Onion. So they did workshops for music and arts and things like that. So
it's a little bit of experience.
Yeah,
and the way you make it out, I just walked in and they gave me the job of the chair, but you have, for the sounds of things, you do know what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I looked like I knew what I was doing. They didn't know about it in my previous experience when they voted me in, so it was definitely a vote of confidence. And, you know, it made me feel like an outsider, very welcome, and that's what Arbury Spirit's all about, I guess.
Yeah, no, I guess I went to the Arbury Carnival not last year. I went the year before, and it was a beautiful sunny day, and it was so busy.
Yeah,
and there were it was. I don't want to say it was old-fashioned because that's wrong, but there was that kind of, yeah, I remember they're going to this sort of stuff, but all the stuff which was there was new, if you see what I mean.
It's kind of nostalgic, but
yeah,
a
I think
more
so.
A
mix of old and new, which is kind of what you really need, because as I understand it, the organisation and the organising committee has been through a few changes. A lot of people who used to be involved, well, an event which started in 1977, they kind of want to put their feet up, don't they?
Yeah, certainly, definitely. So Alan Sower, who runs Arbury Community Centre, he was also the chair and he'd been doing it for 10 years, but he's retired now, so he just wants to focus on the community centre.
Yeah.
Same again for the treasurer and the secretary, I believe. So all three of those
all at once.
Are new this year.
Right.
And yeah, it's been an interesting ride for all of us.
But that must give you a fresh impetus for it all, though, really.
Yeah, definitely. We've come in with clean eyes and changed a few things around. So we've introduced a free kids zone this year to make it just more accessible for everybody in the area and, yeah, share the love.
That's good. How easy is it, though, to find volunteers for something like this? They found you off the train from Peterborough, but others, you know, your new treasurer, and were they there already? Were they also fresh for the organisation?
So the treasurer, thankfully, is one of my co-chair's partner, so she jumped on board and helped him out as well. But yeah, there were a few new people that came along. Basically, we just need to come to the radio stations, go to colleges, liaise, network, build some bridges,
just let everybody know. Let everybody know the events there.
Yeah,
and you need more people, I think, as well, don't you?
Yeah. We're looking for people on the Friday and the Saturday, basically. So Friday, we're going to probably be there.
So it's this weekend is what you're looking for. Okay.
Yeah. So on the Friday, we will be at the centre from midday. We've got
This is the community centre in Arbury,
yes,
isn't it? And sort of everything is
Camping
sort of
Road.
Is around there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on the field next to it and behind it, kind of thing. So we'll be sorting out all the bunting. We need to line mark all the sites, the stall slots and things like that, and just generally get everything organised. And then we've got a volunteer briefing at 7 p.m. on Friday at Arbury Community Centre. So we'll just go through what needs to be looked after and liaised with. So we're looking for litter pickers. We've got the procession that starts from Armitage Way and goes down Northfield Avenue to the centre.
So who's involved in the procession? Because we were there at Strawberry Fair on Saturday, and the procession just went on forever. I just felt like, is this procession ever going to stop? And once the procession stopped, I realised that actually it wasn't the procession anymore. It was just people queuing to get in.
It kind of merges into one. I mean, it starts as a procession and it's a bit like a conga, isn't it?
Everybody it is, yeah. And then the whole day ends up as a blur anyway, so it doesn't really matter too much.
So we've got Kettle's Yard. They're coming along. Fruity Clave Samba Band, More Than Salsa Dancers, Arbury Primary School, Grace Church, First Cambridge Scout Group, Quiet Car Auto Care. So we've got a few cars and some of them have got
What
nice
are they doing, polishing
engines.
The cars? And any cars nice parked on the route, they'll be giving me a little polish as they go by.
Why not? Buckled and Belly Dancers, Colleges Nursery, King's Hedges Primary School, North Cambridge Academy, Friends of St Albans Rec, Extinction Rebellion, some Hula Hoopers, Slimming World, Histon and Impington Royal British Legion, Cambridge Skeleton Crew.
Skeleton Crew?
Yeah,
sorry, I don't know about that.
It's on the list, I don't know
it's
about
the same as belly
one,
dancers. Where do I don't normally see belly dancers going around the street in Cambridge. Where do you find them?
So Sue is the teacher for Buckled and Belly Dancers. She's actually one of the committee members.
Okay.
Yeah, and she's been involved with Carnival and such for a long, long time. I think just over a decade, maybe. So, yeah. And then we've got Derek the Wizard. Sorry, Derek the Wizard. We haven't changed your name to what you asked on our website yet. My bad.
What did he ask it to be changed to?
I can't remember. It's on our
Something
Facebook.
Wizardy?
Yeah, he's got a wizardy name.
And okay.
Eddie hasn't updated it. So
Great Soprendo or... I also remember Ali Bongo. Anybody else remember Ali Bongo? Sorry,
no.
I was a bit distracted here.
and then Cambridge Science Centre, they've jumped on board in every angle. So they're in the procession, they've got a slot in the arena, and they've got a mobile exhibit that they're going to have in the Free Kids Zone, which was put to the public vote, and they voted for a space theme, which kind of fits in with our bedtime story theme quite nicely. So it's all fantastical.
I'm really liking this.
It sounds like you've got like a bit of everything coming down on the weekend. So, I mean, it must be kind of like an all-year project to like arrange to put this together. It can't just be...
Yeah, and time flies away. Yeah. I mean, we were sort of arranging a meeting every month, but then the last few months it's been like every 2 weeks, every week, getting on top of everything. But I think next year will be a little bit easier, touch wood. I'm not going to say a lot easier, never. but we'll actually have from July to organise it. Whereas this year we only had from January, so it just gives us a bit more scope to...
Yeah.
Put me a few more finer details.
Brilliant. So just tell us a little bit of like what we can expect if we do come along.
Okay, so the procession starts at midday and it goes down Northfield Avenue and then across the field where Jezzo and the mayor will meet everybody, give him a bit of a wave. And then,
is Jezzo in his magician's role or in his providing stages to everybody
he's
role?
He's providing stages and doing a bit of his usual flair.
Yeah, no, he did a very nice stage for us at Strawberry Fair. We had a blow-up igloo, which effectively what it was. It was fab. It was really good.
Yeah. He's a good guy and he's got a very good collection of gadgets and gizmos and fancy bits. So, yeah, it's all good. So from there and then everybody will disperse from the procession and just... potter around. We've got all kinds of stalls, so tombola, a few churches, scout groups, some information points for Extinction Rebellion.
There was food last time. Is there food this time as well?
There's an alley of food
on the way in, I seem to remember.
Who have you got coming,
food-wise? Oh, gosh. So, that's a good question.
I'm a bit obsessed with the food trucks.
No, that's fine. So, we've got a Reapers. There's a pulled meat, a French pulled meat, like vintage van.
Is it the Paul Michery?
Yes, that's the one. And then we've got some African food.
Yum.
Burgers, donuts, the usual
got it
kind
all.
Of...
Yeah, brilliant.
Junk.
Sounds great.
Oh, the pressure did up from memory as well.
I've probably missed a couple. Sorry.
this sounds great. So if somebody's thinking to themselves, I could spare a few hours on Friday or Saturday.
What
do they need to do? Who do they get in touch with?
So if you go onto arburycarnival.org website, you can find our number on there, or you can email general@arburycarnival.org, and I'll get back to you with some finer details.
General@arburycarnival.org.
Yes.
Okay. sounds fairly straightforward, doesn't it?
Sounds brilliant.
So, Helen, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you very much for having
Can
me.
Can I compliment you on your posters, by the way?
Oh, thanks.
When I was doing a modicum of research last night, I found one of the posters, which looked really good. I guess they're up around, are they, around Arbury and beyond?
Yeah, and there'll be even more going up today because I've got quite a few in my bag and I'm going to walk to work and plaster the streets.
Excellent. Okay. Helen, thank you very much for coming in
to speak to us.
Helen Baker, Chair of Arbury Carnival, takes place on Saturday. Parade starts at
12 p.m.
Cambridge 105 Radio.